503 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday, and I don't know how many more times I get to say it, but I'm going to say it every time I can. It's beautiful. Gosh almighty, get outside or open a window. Air the place out. It smells like sweat socks. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of my son. All right, I was thinking of my sweat socks. But nonetheless, seriously, open the windows, get outside. Overnight lows tonight, like 50, 55 degrees. Are you telling me you're going to have the windows closed? I'm going to have the windows open, the doors open. It's like cuddling weather. I'm just telling you, gentlemen. It's, your wife gets a little chilly. You're there to help. Why? Because you're a nice guy. That's why. All right, we have so much sound from this disastrous convention last night that I have to share it with you. And before I share it with you, let me explain something to you. You know that we refer to our studio as the Museum of Broadcast History because we have pieces of equipment that predate my time on planet Earth. That's a long time. They do not make parts for these things. Sometimes we get people in to fix them, and they look at them and say, "I don't even know what that is. We never went through that in electrical technician school. I mean, that's maybe you need a new hamster. We don't know." So with all of that and multiple computers crashing, because why not? Jeremy, who serves as the executive producer of this here little show. Now, he's not the top dog. The top dog, of course, is actually the senior executive producer, Pixie, the Wonder Dog. But Jeremy does a good job. And Jeremy, I'm telling you right now, navigated through all of this and has got the clips for us. Nobody else could have. I certainly couldn't do it. Jeremy did it. So Jeremy, seriously, I'm not joking, as Joe Biden would say. Seriously, guy. Seriously. I'm telling you. He did it, and I'm very proud of it. I'm very appreciative. Okay, Germ, that being said, why don't we start? This is a computer clip. The next couple of clips are all going to be computer clips, Germ, so just so we know. Let us start with Joe Biden, our presidential meat puppet, who was completely and totally shuffled off the stage last night. Well, he did give us his word as a Biden. Oh, well, I'm gonna wrap that up and march right down to Virginia Credit Union and all the banks I pass on the way and see if any of them will be big enough suckers to take his word as a Biden. Are you freaking kidding me? I was too young to be in the Senate, and I'm too old to stay as president. Dude, there's a lot of filling in, and I have neither the time nor the inclination to do it. But that's like the grand hurrah. And he spent most of the speech, by the way, shouting at everybody. You know that's a sign of dementia, right? Now we understand. I'll bet you as soon as they remove him from the White House, we'll start getting all these cryptic medical updates. I've just got a sneaking suspicion that's the case.
Come on, man.
Well, you are pathetic. you know, what can I tell you? I give you my word as a Biden. Come on, even you wouldn't believe that, right? No, of course not, because you've done nothing but lie. Let me give you an example. Did he say that democracy has a liver? I didn't know that. Damn, you learn something new every single day listening to this nitwit, huh? So democracy has a liver. The one thing that I should mention there, I know that he gave his word as a Biden, and therefore, you know, you should take it. Donald Trump never said that. Never said the very fine people. He was talking about everybody that was gathered there, including the people peaceably assembled to talk about the statues. And it was very clear that's what he meant. He specifically excluded the neo-Nazis and the KKK and all of the sleazebags. But Joe Biden told that lie again. In fact, it has been debunked everywhere, including Snopes, which, as you know, has a Soros connection. So if there were ever a platform that would probably want to steer it in a certain direction, even Snopes says that's not what Donald Trump said. I guess the question is, does Joe Biden really believe that? Or has he just told the lie so many times that he believes that? Either way, it's dangerous. And you'll notice what's lacking again. What's lacking? Members of the legacy news media at the highest levels calling him out. I mean, didn't CNN make a great show of so-called fact-checking when President Trump was in office? Right? Anything the man said, they had a, quote, fact check. They wanted to tell you it was wrong, that that wasn't true, that was a lie. Now, Joe Biden has repeated this very lie over and over and over and over again. And it is demonstrably untrue. And even left-wing sites like Snopes are now saying it's not true. That's not what Donald Trump said. You're still entitled to hate Donald Trump, by the way. If you want to hate him, even knowing that he didn't say that, that's okay with me. I don't care. What I like to participate in is the truth. I just don't have the tolerance anymore for lies. It might be a function of age. I was chatting with somebody yesterday. You know, we never announce the name of our Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honoree ahead of time, right? I don't know why that's the case. I didn't intentionally do that, but that's just the way it happened. We don't announce the name. But we did record a Blue Friday segment yesterday. And this was such an amazing guy. And we just had, oh, really, Jerm? We sat, oh, poor Jeremy again. This gentleman and I sat for about an hour. That's how easy and informative and fun and rewarding that experience was. And, you know, he once or twice referenced age and how he's looked at things in a different way today, but he always knew what he was supposed to do. Jeremy, by the way, will get that 60-minute conversation, which I found delightful. He'll get it cut down to about 12, 13 minutes for air, and we'll air it as we do the final Friday of each month. As you know, we bestow the Lieutenant Jan McTurnan Blue Friday honor on a very, very deserving Central Virginia law enforcement officer. Could be a police officer, deputy sheriff, state police officer, state trooper. Oh, we've now had the state park rangers, the law enforcement rangers. We never had those guys before, so we did that the other month, which was great. And of course, a whole variety of special agents from the feds. So all of that being said, I just think it might be a function of age that you do get to a point where you say, look, I can't go along with the lies anymore. I just can't do it. And that's a lie. What Joe Biden just said there is a lie. Oh, now he did tell the truth. And this one really should stand out. Jeremy, this is a computer clip number 4.
Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kamala and I are committed to strengthening legal immigration.
Well, you done a hell of a job there, Scooter. You brought millions of illegal aliens into the United States. And according to the Inspector General, what do they say? 300,000 people are unaccounted for? And there's a whole slew of children that they, gosh, we just misplaced them. I swear, we put a toddler over there and we gave them a sandwich and we don't know where they are. Un-freaking believable. All right, take a deep breath because I want to give you a pair of tickets. KC and the Sunshine Band are coming to Atlantic Union Bank after hours. Serve Pro Pavilion up at Meadow Event Park in Doswell. That's like right down the street from me. God, we like, just between us, we sometimes do sort of the pregame here at my house, and then we head over to Doswell. Yeah. No, I've always got a designated driver. Don't worry about that. But I got a pair of tickets for KC and the Sunshine Band. It's going to be August the 31st. It's 7 o'clock in the evening. Perfect place to see that show. I'll give them to you at 5:20-ish. So stay very close. We are actually at 5:15. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.